it's the first day of the month, it's time to say rabbit, rabbit. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Do you say rabbit, rabbit on the first day of the month?
You know, I'm not aware of that, no.
Rabbit, rabbit, it brings you good luck, but you have the problem is you have to remember. This is that gets me every time.
And you have to do that every month?
Every month, yeah.
Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's time to say rabbit, rabbit.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2613 of the BFO for Thursday, the 1st of February 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got a list of things to do. And
can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it.
Hello, Tudas B.
Fanny, that's you. You've been tooting all afternoon.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, can you believe it? That it's already February. And y'all, remember now. Remember now, this weekend, at halftime of the Superb Owl, you will get an extra little show, and that does not replace the Monday little show. Y'all, we're going to announce the winner of the number one fan contest, and y'all, then starting on Monday of next week, Sunday, we began year 11 of the BFO.
Yes, Big Fatty, who thought it would last this long? No one.
And Monday starts So-So Question Month. So, y'all, you can go ahead and... y'all, that's a grilled chicken Caesar salad and some poke rinds.
Big Fatty ate the whole damn bag of them. Yes!
Today, the 1st of February, y'all, it's a very important, actually, we've got not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Both are very important. Y'all, the first one, you hear Big Fatty speak about him all the time. Y'all, he is none other than Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl. Y'all, it's Olive.
Big Fatty, we just love Olive.
We do indeed. And Big Fatty, y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, yesterday was his anniversarium, and today is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is none other than that Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's going on a cruise of a lifetime.
It's true. So, y'all, I don't know that, I don't know if you will see Miss Kitty's favorite dancing girl, Olive, but y'all, if you see Miss Kitty, or if you see Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico, on the 20th, or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Big Fatty, does Brian in the J-Pan, Mexico know that Miss Olive has been on the Atlantis cruises also?
I don't know if he does or not, but Miss Kitty and Olive have been on many.
Yes, Big Fatty, and I hope everybody gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy.
Tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our ex-Big Fatty question comes to us today via the e-letters from that Gus Chin. And He says, Big Fatty, what is it called when a podcast comes back from the beyond? First of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. You know, you can call those in also. Hope you'll call in, during So-So Question Month, but this is an excellent question. I'm glad you got it in this month. Up until, yesterday, I would call it a fantasy. But y'all, as of Hump Day, you call a podcast that comes back from the beyond, y'all, you call it Greetings from Nowhere, Big Fatty, y'all. Evidently, Gus Chad had an inkling about this. Big Fatty, perhaps he needs to have an absorbent towel to clear up that inkling. Oh, no. Anyway, y'all, the girls from Greetings from Nowhere have come back. Y'all, they posted their little show over there at the airplane show site. Yes, Big Fatty, you thought it was an airplane show. No, I've unsubscribed from it. Y'all, go over there and give it a listen. And Gus Chad, thank you so much for the question. And Christina and Nicole, welcome back. Yes, be pretty. Yes, everybody, we hear it, we hear it. Y'all, as the new on Hump Day. Now, y'all, I did not go to during my lunch hour, but I stopped by the Von's East on the way home from the coal mine. Y'all, I had to get a few provisions for the superb owl coming up this weekend. Yes, Big Betty. Y'all, I picked up, they had the big bags of the chips and Fritos and Cheetos. And y'all, I picked up a big bag of the Fritos. They were buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got a bag of barbecue poke skins. Yes, Big Betty, you ate them on the way home from the Von's. He said, y'all, I did. Y'all, they had the pineapple, peel and cored pineapple, was on sale. Got one of those. Y'all, I got a couple of bags of the pita chips, for some dip. Got a couple of limes. Y'all, I'm going to make my little ham sandwiches. You know, I put that recipe up on the BFO back there at Crema Time. So if you want to get the recipe for the little ham sandwiches, go back to December and look for that over at the BFO. Got a pound of the Boar's Head Virginia ham. Y'all, they had the good bag solids on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, I also picked up the Vonsies has a chicken breast buffalo cheese dip, and y'all, they were that was on sale, two for $7. So I got a couple of those. Y'all picked up a full dozen large eggs, and y'all, they had the Entenmann's donuts, buy one get one free. So y'all, I picked up a box of chocolate donuts, taking those into the coal mine today. And y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer Bayfren. By the way, I think Tim and James wanted to know how much the Bayfren was. This was $7.99 a pound, but it was buy two and get one free. Y'all, I spent $54.23, but I saved $28.46. And yes, Big Betty, you got hit on by the cashier. Well, y'all, it's true. I had to ask for my senior citizens discount. He goes, oh, I wouldn't have guessed you were that old. I said, oh, you're just sweet talking. He says, only the cute ones. Big Betty, the poor thing. I hope he has gets an eye appointment soon. Yes, Big Betty.
Square.
But Patty's only seen the sights a girl can see from Brooklyn Heights. What a crazy pair!
Yeah. Vanessa, y'all, not, I got not one, but two, I say, two e-letters from Miss Patty Bacon today, and y'all, I'll read the first one here. It says, Ole, Big, you know, that's hello backwards. Says, it's me, Patty Bacon from Nidrabon, North Dakota. I think I left you hanging the last time we spoke, and there's a lot to fill you in on, Big Fatty. I was puzzled over Larry from the Alamo telling me I had blue teeth. Anyway, when I left him, I started on my big trip, my big road trip. You see, Big, I've decided to revive a third party. I hate him, and I'm not with her, and to be honest, both of them should be in Shady Pines, especially by the next election in 2020. Big Fatty, I decided to look to the past and gather interest in the surprise party. Big, maybe you remember hearing about the surprise party, but I bet Poodle doesn't. Big Fatty, I don't know about the surprise party. It says, oh, I'm so rude sometimes. Ole, Poodle, hi, it's me. Patty Bacon, hi, Patty. Anyway, the surprise party was founded in 1940 by Mrs. Grace Burns. She was pretty smart, ahead of her time. Sadly, she was a little too far ahead of her time and didn't connect with enough voters to manage to beat that Cousin Marion president. Anyway, so the new surprise party is working on the premise that all Americans should be able to enjoy retirement. It's so unfair that the president and all these people in Congress are working in their autumn years. Fatty, you can say that again. The surprise party will make sure that all politicians retire at 65 and enjoy the rest of their lives, or even earlier, like you and Mr. Moose. Fair is fair. On to surprise the next town. Maybe I'll be in yours next. I do need to work New Orleans into my Mork and Mindy calendar to try and have a family reunion. Toodles, Patty, well, first of all, Patty Bacon, thank you so much for the e-letter. Always, always lovely to hear from you. Yes, Big Fatty, always a surprise. So she'll do well in the surprise party. And I think this is an excellent idea that you're reviving the surprise party and that you're getting all politicians to retire at age 65 or sooner. You know, Digger up there in the Chicagos. I'm not sure which of his places he's in these days. But, you know, he's retired also. Big Fatty, what about the old gal? Well, no, she just doesn't work. Big Fatty, Granny's retired, which is true. So, y'all, if you see Patty Bacon coming to your town, or if she shows up in Nolens, y'all, just be ready for a surprise party. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all have got some more entries into the number one fan contest. Remember, tomorrow's your last day to get your entry in. So y'all, Miss Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco says, Dear Big Fatty, why I want to be the number one fan for 2018. Gouda. Big Fatty, a lot love, and thank you for calling, Kathy Marshall in San Francisco. P.S. A side of Southern Cobb solid too. P.P.S. But only if there's a coupon. P.P.P.S. Or was that a crouton? Big Fatty, Kathy Marshall, thank you so much, and you know Big Fatty loves some Gouda. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit? No, y'all, the next one is from that RT Cruiser. Y'all, he's up there. No, he's down there in the future. You know, he's coming to the Pride 48 from the future. He says, Big Fatty, I think it's time the title came to the Southern Hemisphere for a change, and I want the sash. Big Fatty, you know he's a sash queen. Big Fatty. And y'all then, Miss Patty Bacon, who just sent us an e-letter. Y'all, she has also put in a number one fan entry, and it says, Ole, a haiku for you, Big. The number one fan, me, Patty, Patty Bacon, cheering Big Fatty. Big Fatty, we love a haiku. Well, y'all, so Patty, thank you so much for that. So y'all all caught up on the entries now, but y'all, I've got to tell you a couple of things. Oh, by the way, before I get to this next story, y'all, you know, last year when I got the Ruby Red, my insurance dropped. Well, y'all, it's gone back up. It's gone back up, and I think it was just a rate hike. But y'all, my insurance company called and says, "Oh, Big Fatty, your insurance has jumped from $750 something to $950 something." And I went, "No." No! And they said, but Big Fatty, we found some options for you. So y'all, for $801 a year, y'all, they found me a policy the same elements of the policy, except it the $801 policy offers me three times the amount of coverage that I had with the previous policy. So I said, yes, sign me up. So anyway, y'all, that's a pretty good insurance company that'll do that for you. Now, y'all, this is the strangest thing that I think I've run across in a while. Y'all, the little lamb who works in the coal mine, y'all, she was telling me about how her legs were hurting because she was on her feet all day yesterday. Tuesday and on hump day, and y'all, she says, I wish I'd done what my grandpappy always did. And I said, oh, what was that? And she says, well, he always said if you had leg cramps or if your feet were cramping or whatever, to put a piece of soap in a sock and put it in the bed with you. I said, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life. She says he swore that it worked. And I said, well, why does it work? That nobody can explain it. And y'all, sure enough, I went on the inner tubes and it says, why does soap soothe nighttime leg cramps? Is there a scientific explanation for why a bar of soap in bed may relieve some people's nighttime leg cramps? And y'all, there's no answer as to why this is, but y'all goggle it, soap in a sock, and y'all, I want to know if any of the rest of you have ever tried this, and I'd like to know if it works for you. Yes, Big Fatty! Oh, dear, that's Big Fatty. We all love a good hosiery story. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, getting near the end of year number 10 here at the BFO. And y'all, lots going on. And I once again, I encourage you to get your so-so questions in. I believe there's a prize. There usually is it's kind of a so-so prize, but a prize is a prize. Yes, Big Fatty, maybe it'll be a soap and a sock. Maybe it is. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that lady that shows up about once a year. And strange lady, what do you like to say?
It's time to say Rabbit Rabbit.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see you next month. Thank you for calling.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.